Yeah, it's nice to have healings in the body. You know, I got nearsightedness. I'd like that to be healed, sure. But I don't even ask about that. I remember when I was young, I used to ask, but I'd take off my glasses and be like, oh, you know, maybe I'll see today. Maybe I'll see. But rather, that I could obtain the things he's listed, you know, through the precious faith. This honorable faith. How could something that speaks of these glorious things, you know, based on a cunningly devised fable, it's like, you know, they really stole his body. I believe Peter. I believe the promises of God. You know why? Because I've already seen that power exhibited in my life. I've not only seen it exhibited in my life, I felt it on my flesh. That, honestly, that's, you know, when God gave me the Holy Ghost, he didn't do it with just like, just speaking in tongues. He did it with power coming over my body so that I would know and be sure. You know what I mean? Because he knew I wasn't going to just accept. I needed something more because of the deficit of faith. Because my life has always been a tendency towards unbelief. Not many wise are called. You know, not many intelligent people even get the calling. Because God resists the proud. And having natural abilities tends to make one proud. I thank God that he's given me humility. Some people would say, yeah, we can really see that. Blah. Whatever. I don't care about what you think, honestly, your opinion. It's like God knows what he's given. When we may know neither the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty. You know, God had testified of Christ. This is my beloved son. Peter was a witness to that. And he's reiterating something from the gospel here. I'm not going to dwell on it because it's pretty much stands as it says, you know. They heard this. He just wants to reiterate his testimony, the things he saw. Verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Even more sure of the voice that came at the Mount of Transfiguration, when this is my beloved Son. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. I want to talk about that in a minute. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is an odd place to break the chapter, but I got a break for the night at the end of this chapter. I'll probably look at this going into the next, because then that first thing starts with, but there were false prophets also among the people. You know, and I'd like to cover this idea of prophecy, so I'm going to have to recapitulate some of that. I would start chapter 2 with verse 19. Maybe I should just stop and start it there. But let's look at this a little anyways. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. You got to take heed to the word of prophecy. What is this word of prophecy of the apostles? What is it? It's that the entrance being ministered. I think it's this entrance that is ministered to us that we would enter into his kingdom. What is more prophetic? It is our future. The word of prophecy is the word which God is speaking to us. This present truth. His divine power coming. All those things I've been talking about. That is that sure word of prophecy. We take heed. What? As unto a light that shines in a dark place. It is that light that gives knowledge. The knowledge which gives us the awareness of the promises of God, which we have faith in. And in hope we wait for them and expect that they shall be delivered, even in this present time. There's no virtue in the grave whither thou goest. There's no temperance in the grave whither thou goest. There is no love in the grave whither thou goest. It must be done now. Until the day dawn and the day star. You know, the clause in your hearts really ought to be placed in, like, whereunto you do well that you take heed in your hearts. It's not that the day star is arising in our hearts. We're taking heed in our hearts till the day star arise. In your life, in your heart. I mean, you could take it that way. Because we want to have Christ. This, you know, it speaks to the idea of Christ being formed in us. Christ arising in us. Right? And even unto the resurrection of the dead, which is the ultimate. That is the entrance into his kingdom, into the everlasting kingdom. I mean, we enter into his kingdom even now, right? But there's that, you know, I want to, you know, I'll tell you one way in which I'm not in his kingdom, where I sit down with him in his throne, and I rule the nations with a rod of iron, because that's the promise. This word, sure, you think of it in the sense of fixed. You know, in the sense of, stabilitated as being, you know, fastened. The prophetic word, more sure, okay. We need to take heed. Because this is the word spoken. You know, the word, I mean, how could it be more sure than the voice that came from heaven? Because it is also the voice that comes from, it's the voice of the Spirit of God in his apostles, in his teachers. The voice that is exhorting you on to godliness, to righteousness, to all these promises of God. So take heed. And he says, worth it. It's got to be stirred up. We've got to take heed to this. Knowing this first, that no prophecy in Scripture is any private interpretation. You know, it is not for personal, private, the Catholic Church uses this to exclude people. I'm not getting it by private. I'm getting it by the same Spirit. This is like precious faith as Peter. But the idea is it doesn't come out of man. And he gives a clarification, if you don't understand what he means, is the prophecy of old came in old time, but not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The prophecy does not come out of my ideas. It comes from the Holy Ghost. That's all false prophets. As he's going to go into the next chapter, it all arises from the opposite. People who come in, they bring in damnable heresies. And what it is, they want to be something in God, but they're nothing in God. So Satan enters into their heart, and he becomes something, and they become something in him, a false prophet, a false teacher. And even they are ordained of God. So there must be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest. Well, like I said, I'll probably look at this again going into chapter 2, but I'll end for now.